Blackstone Audio presents Big Girl Small by Rachel Dewoskin. 1. When people make you feel small, it means they shrink you down close to nothing, diminish you, make you feel like shit. In fact, small and shit are like equivalent words in English. It makes sense, in a way. Not that small and shit are the same, I mean, but that Americans might think that. Take The Wizard of Oz, for example, an American classic everyone loves more than anything, even though there's a whole munchkin land of embarrassed people, half of them dressed in pink rompers and licking lollipops, even though they're 30 years old. They don't even have names in the credits. It just says at the end, Munchkins, played by the singer Midgets. Judy Garland apparently loved gay people, was even something of an activist, but she spread rumors about how the Midgets were so raucous, fucking each other all the time and drinking bourbon on the set. People love those stories because it's so much fun to think of tiny people having sex. There was even an urban myth about how one of the dwarfs hanged himself. Everyone said you could see him swinging in the back of the shot. But it turns out it was actually an emu. Right. A bird they got to make the forest look magical. And what, with the 5-inch TVs everyone had in those days? The 2-pixel bird spreading its dirty wings apparently called to mind a dead dwarf. In other words, people wanted it bad enough to believe that's what it was. Magical my ass. I know that small and shit are the same because I'm 16 years old and 3 feet 9 inches tall. Judy Garland was 16, too, when she made Wizard of Oz. But I'm betting she must have felt like she was 9 feet tall, getting to be a movie star and all. I should have known better than to try for stardom myself. Because even though my mom sang me Thumbelina every night of my life,